Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. A federal indictment against former President Donald Trump is now public. CBS News correspondent Natalie Brand has more.
The Department of Justice has unsealed the 49-page indictment issued by a federal grand jury in Miami against former President Donald Trump.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
Special Counsel Jack Smith detailed the charges, which include unlawful retention of national defense information, obstruction, conspiracy, and false statements. Prosecutors say Trump shared a highly sensitive Pentagon plan of attack to visitors at his golf club in New Jersey and was recorded on tape admitting it had not been declassified.
Our laws that protect national defense information are critical to the safety and security of the United States, and they must be enforced.
Trump faces 37 felony counts. CBS's Arden Fari on evidence in the indictment.
Photographs show boxes stacked in a bathroom, some in a ballroom, others piled in storage areas and spilled on the floor. Prosecutors say the boxes were moved around the estate at Trump's direction and that Trump resisted efforts by federal officials to retrieve the documents for proper storage. The sensitive documents contained information related to U.S. nuclear weaponry and military intelligence on foreign countries, according to the indictment.
Republican leaders are criticizing the charges, including House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Fox.
This is going to disrupt this nation because it goes to the core of equal justice for all, which is not being seen today, and we are not going to stand for it.
The main suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway, Joran Vandersloot, has pleaded not guilty to extorting her mother, Beth, following his extradition from Peru. Family friend Carol Standifer.
We were just really happy that this day has happened, and Beth has worked so hard for years to get him on the soil in Alabama and to get him in a position where we can find some justice for what happened to Natalie.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky wouldn't confirm that in his nightly address. A dam collapse in the south has trapped and displaced thousands of Ukrainians. Witnesses and media are reporting an extremist attack on a beachside hotel in Somalia. There are reports of many rescues at the property in Mogadishu as fighting continues. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. No word yet on injuries or deaths. Stocks gained on Wall Street. The S&P saw its fourth straight positive week. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, ultra soft on the potty. This is most of roll it back.
Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The poodle has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, June 12th. At the Wood County Courthouse, the Residential Options Committee will meet at 8:30 and the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9. The McMillan Memorial Library Finance Committee will meet at 4 in the McCourt Conference Room. The North Central Community Action Program, Inc., Executive Board of Directors will meet at 6 by teleconference. The Wisconsin Rapids School District Regular Board of Education meeting will begin at 6 at the Board Office on Peach Street. In Portage County, the Finance Committee will meet at 5. The City of Stevens Point Personnel Committee will meet at 6. The Public Policy and General Government meeting will begin at 6:05. And the Finance Committee will meet at 6:20. The Village of Whiting Plan Commission will meet at 5. In Adams County, the Health and Human Service meeting will begin at 4 at the Adams County Courthouse. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 56. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 79. Overcast. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
The Rafters and the Rockers meet once again on this beautiful afternoon in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Live from Winterfield, the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters will host once again. Rockers come west and they take on this exciting game between these two teams. It is a afternoon where it is bright, it is sunny, and it is hot as these two teams will be getting set. The Rafters beat the Rockers yesterday 9-4, and they did so by coming back 8 unanswered runs. They were down 4-1 in that game where they had one of a remarkable comeback, probably the best of the season, where they were down 4-1. It was top of the sixth inning where they needed runs, and they needed them quickly. Well, top of the sixth, and then 4 runs came in as it was just a great sight to behold at Capital Credit Union Park. These two teams will come today and play once again as the Rafters looking for a sweep, something the Rockers did last week where Green Bay was able to beat the Rafters both here and away. The Rafters looking to return the favor this time. So can they do it? That's the question. It was a day yesterday. They were up 5-4, top of the sixth, and then 4 runs in the top of the eighth where they were able to then go on and win that game. It was just an exciting sight for Wisconsin Rapids fans, and there weren't many of them. There were a couple of them, but it was a day where, hey, look at it. That's 4 in a row. And now they're looking to make it 5 today. And the question is, are they able to do that? Well, getting the start on the mound for the Rafters is Kalen Graham, the North Central Texas product. And he will be accompanied by Anthony Gallison, the left fielder, will be getting started on the set, will be getting the start at the mound, at starting off today. So Gallison, Chris Conniff, Garrett Broussard, Jack Basir, Jack Gurevich, a San Diego product, will be put fifth in the order. Matt Olive, the DH today. Ty Johnson at center field. Alex Duffy at catcher. And Brandon Rogers at right field, batting in the nine hole. As for the Green Bay Rockers, they're going with Dylan Langston, the Lesley University product, and the right-handed pitcher. Brady Miguel out of the leading off for them at second base. JoJo Jackson at right field. Kyle West at left field. Carlos Hernandez will be the catcher. Jason Jones making his first appearance for the Rockers. He'll be slotted in at third base. And Luke Moeller, who pitched yesterday, will be putting in at the DH today. So A.J. Anzai at first base. Max Mims at center field. And Cooper Kelly at shortstop. The Rafters have Conniff at second. Garrett Broussard at shortstop. Jack Basir at third. So, once again, these two teams meet for the fourth time in about 2 weeks as the Rafters had a bad taste in their mouth. They were not able to take down the Rockers last week. They lost 5-4 at Capital Credit Union Park. They came here the day after at Winterfield, lost 8-2. And then the questions were, are they going to be the same team as they were last year? Are they going to have an identity? Well, they have figured it out so far, having won 4 straight. They beat Wausau. They beat Madison. And now they're looking for, they split the series with Madison. They swept Wausau, and they're now looking to sweep the Rockers here on this exciting afternoon as these two teams will be getting set to meet. And as for the Rafters, they're batting .240 as a team with 88 hits, 51 runs, and they've had 44 RBIs as a team. The Rockers, as for them, they are a team where they're tied for second in the Great Lakes West Division with the Rafters. Wausau is 7-4. Lakeshore, the Rafters, and Green Bay are all 6-5. So the Rockers are looking to get a win today. They are looking to snap a game losing streak. They batted .254 as a team with 64 runs, scored off of 99 hits and 61 RBIs. They're second in doubles, fourth in hits, first in triples, and third in home runs. They're also six in RBIs to go with that. So the question is, are the Rafters going to look to sweep that? Well, I think the key for them is to continue their hitting, and they did so. They out-hit the Rockers yesterday 12-5. Remind you, they were down on the hitting at one point in the game, 5-2. They only had two hits, but they answered it with 10 unanswered hits. And today, I think it's just a matter of, well, the pitching is deep. They have a great bullpen. And now, can they put together of a couple good innings where they're getting 3, 4, 5 runs? And they did that twice yesterday where they got 4 runs each. And then they just absolutely shut out Green Bay. Green Bay had a 3-run shot from A.J. Anzai, which put them up 3-1. Kyle West had an RBI, which then sent Brady Miguel home. It was 4-1. Questions at the dugout, and it was very quiet. After Green Bay Rocker fans were up on their feet, they were excited that they were going to have the chance to beat the Rafters again. But after that, after the bottom of the fifth, it just became a Wisconsin Rapids fury, as they just had 8 unanswered runs, made it 9-4 game, and that stadium surely just went out of noise. They really quieted down. So we're going to take a quick break here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. We'll be back for first pitch coming up here pretty soon.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
We return here at Witter Field as first pitch just about 7 minutes away, and head coach Kirk Schreider, born the Rafters, meeting down with Chris Kreplin of the Rockers as the umpire crew today at the home plate, Cree Wallen, first base, the crew chief, Teddy Dutcher, and at third, Archer Flores Pareda. So these two teams are getting set to meet for the fourth time in 2 weeks, And the Rockers swept in the first time. Raptors looking to return the favor and extend their win streak to 5 in a row. And Kalen Graham is a guy that's going to get the start on the mound. And the right-handed pitcher. So, yeah, he's a rising junior out of North Central Texas College from Keller, Texas. He's had 2 games so far with 1 game started. He appeared against Fond du Lac and Lakeshore with 4 innings pitched, 3 hits, 3 runs, and 6 strikeouts. So a guy that's really they're looking to get his first start and a guy that, his second start, and they're looking to get him going. And he was inactive for the past 2 days, and now he's been activated today. So, but the Raptors have somebody new coming into the starting lineup, Jack Karuovic out of University of San Diego, and playing first base today. So they're going to look to him to get him acclimated. So he arrived yesterday and now appearing today in the starting lineup. And that's what Kurt Schrider has been wanting to do. You know, when guys come and they're ready to play, well, he's going to put them in the lineup, get them acclimated early. And that's exactly the example of Anthony Gallison. So Gallison playing at left field today. And yesterday he had 1 hit on 4 at-bats. But that hit, he had 3 RBIs on that 1 hit. And it was a massive hit. It was bases loaded. And Gallison absolutely drove one down to center field. And he also had 2 runs as well. So he was able to cross home plate in the top of the first inning and then in the 8th inning as well. So you look for Gallison to be the guy as, once again, in the leadoff spot, the Coastal Carolina product from Colts Neck, New Jersey. So the question will be, can the Raptors continue what they've been doing in this 4 wins? They have been getting it done on the defensive side of the ball, and then offensively, they have been starting to get the hits going, and they have their hitters here. The question is, will they put it together? We're going to find out here after the national anthem, and first pitch coming up next here on WFHR, just about 4 minutes away.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
We return from Witter Field as national anthem just wrapping up here. As well, these two teams getting set and an exciting game in front of us. Beautiful day here, 80 degrees at Witter Field. And fans have made an appearance and they are looking to get excited for this team to continue their win streak. They are second in the division, tied for second behind Wausau, who's at 7-4, a 3-way tie. They have them, Green Bay, and Lakeshore all at 6-5. So can they get it done and extend their win streak, sweep Green Bay, and have a shot of getting first in the Great Lakes West Division? We're going to find out here very soon. So the Green Bay Rockers in their blue tops with the red logos on the front and back and the gray leggings. And they have the red caps as well. So as for the Raptors, They have their white tops with the black leggings on, the red logos on the front and back, the maroon logos. So we're going to find out here, can these two teams have another exciting game, which was yesterday, 13 total runs and 17 combined total hits. It was matters on the offensive end. So Kalen Graham will be getting the start on the mound. Alex Duffy, the Elon product at catcher, and Jack Gurevich making his first appearance today. He'll be at first base. So Chris Conniff will be at second, and he has been one of those guys for the Rafters. They can rely on leading the team in batting average and just getting hit after hit. As Jack Brassier, again, he started to come on. He went 3-for-5 yesterday and had some timely hits. As Garrett Broussard will be getting in at the shortstop. Anthony Gallison at left field, the Coastal Carolina product. And Ty Johnson returns in the top of the lineup. He'll be at center field. And Brandon Rogers at right field. So, getting set here. And stepping in is Brady Miguel, batting a 300 with two home runs in the Cal State Monterey Bay product out of Hollister, California. Getting set. And out of a guy that Miguel, well, he was able to cross home plate yesterday off of a Kyle West RBI. So he's looking to do that this time. And the question is, are the Rafters going to stop them? They were down 4-1, as I said, in the bottom of the fifth. And, well, you felt as a Rafters fan, was it going to be the same type of game that we've seen them, where they're just not hitting well, the pitching's just been a little bit off, but those timely hits came in effect, and then they got an abundance of hits and really just put it on Green Bay. So, stepping in is Brady Miguel, the left-hander. Miguel wearing number 3, and Kalen Graham, at a North Central Texas College, where he had 10 innings pitched with 13 strikeouts and a 2.7 ERA. So Miguel, out of Hollister, California, playing second base today. He's had 9 hits and 3 RBIs with 7 runs. He's also had 2 home runs as well. So Kalen Graham, standing tall at 6'5", will set in and deliver. First strike on the way inside, 0-1. The set from Graham, the 0-1, way inside. Miguel had to back away. Nearly looked like that was going to hit him, but fortunately for the Rafters, they can see that as a ball, 1-1. Graham will come set. Deliver the 1-1. Outside edge. Two balls and a strike. Kalen Graham taking his time. Sets high and fires. Foul tipped on the backside behind home plate. 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Kalen Graham in his third appearance of the year, the 2-2. Inside for a strike. Sits him down. That's a way to start off if you're Kalen. So now this brings up JoJo Jackson out of Georgia State. Jackson wearing number 23. And the Rockers, they had 2 errors yesterday. Jackson was not able to record a hit. He was walked once, and he also had a strikeout as Graham comes in and fires outside for a ball, 1-0. Came in at 83 miles per hour. Graham fires. Swing and a miss inside, 1-1. Jackson batting a 308 with 10 RBIs and 8 runs. The 1-1 outside, and Duffy wasn't able to catch that in his glove, but 2 balls and a strike. This is a team in Green Bay that they're six in the league in RBIs. So the 2-1 from Graham, foul tipped on the left side, 2-2. Batting 254 as a team, they went 30-42 last season. The 2-2. Swinging a drive on the right field line out in foul territory. That ball pulled right of the first base line, but was fair just for a couple of yards, so this will stay here at 2-2. Out of Atlanta, Georgia, and the Georgia State player will set in. Graham sets, kicks, and serves. A 2-2 swing and a miss inside. Back-to-back strikeouts for Kalen Graham. And now this brings up Kyle West, who was considered the DH today. Played third base yesterday and did a great job as well. So West went 2-for-4 yesterday with an RBI and a strikeout. So great start for Kalen Graham. Two down in the top of the first. Kyle West out of University of Charleston and Hessville, West Virginia. Had 19 hits, batting a .380. And is a power hitter himself, swinging a miss inside, 0-1. 9 runs, 8 RBIs, and 2 home runs as well. As the 0-1 from Graham, swinging a ground ball over to first in Gruvich. He flips it over to Graham, who tags the bag for the third out. So the Rafters retire the side. They go 3 up and 3 down as we head to the bottom of the first here on WFHR.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Want to adopt a pet but aren't sure where to start? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Meet your potential new pet and get great animal care advice from these honored local guests. Experts in what they do, including food and treats from the Fed store, specialty toys, chews, leashes, and more with Bow Wow Meow, grooming tips from paws to tail, plus training and boarding ideas from the Rough Ranch, all Wisconsin Rapids-based businesses. It's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. Brought to you by these pet-loving sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards, and locally grown radio WFHR. See you there.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the first we go as Anthony Gallison will step in, facing the pitcher Dylan Langston out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Making his first appearance this season for the Rockers at a Lesley University, where he had a 1-6 record with 12 games started and a 4.84 ERA. So this brings up Gallison, the Coastal Carolina product out of Colts Neck, New Jersey. Had a 3 RBI yesterday, a massive hit to center field that drove in 3 runs, and a guy that was able to cross home plate twice as he sets in. Outside, a curveball painting the outside edge, 0-1. Langston ahead in the count. Dylan Langston went to Oscar Smith High School. A right-hander, a curveball once again. Gallison went after it, 0-2. Anthony Gallison, the right-hander, No balls, two strikes. The 0-2 outside, swinging a hard bouncer over to Miguel, who flips it over right to first to Anzai for the first out. So ground out from Gallison on his first appearance yesterday. He was walked, and then he got home as Chris Conniff is due up, and a guy that's leading the team in batting average, batting a .563 with 9 hits on 16 at-bats. He's had 5 runs. Inside, Conniff swung at it a little bit late, 0-1. He's had a home run where he had a 2-run shot against Wausau, the right center field, where Rafters went on to win that game, the 0-1. Inside for Langston, 1-1. So bottom of the first here, no score. Conniff sees the 1-1, a curveball once again inside, 1-2. How about Dylan Langston relying on the curveball early? He's ahead in the count. That came on an off-speed pitch of 67 miles per hour. One out, the 1-2, swinging a grounder into, as a foul tipped on the right side, on the right ankle of Conniff. That was fair, but it hit Conniff's ankle first, as he's like going to shake that one off. Ball and two strikes. Goes to Wagner College. It was an all-Northeast Conference selection from Edmond, Oklahoma. The 1-2, swinging a ball driven out into the center fielder, Max Mims, who comes under it and makes the catch. So two down for the Rockers, as Garrett Broussard, the shortstop, will step in. Broussard's had 2 hits on 13 at-bats with 3 runs and 2 strikeouts. A guy batting a .154 and another returning Rafter himself. As Langston delivers outside in the strike zone, 0-1. Langston has a slow curving ball, but a lot of his pitches have come in around 60, 70 miles per hour as Broussard drives one into the right fielder of JoJo Jackson, who comes under it and makes the catch. So the Rockers answer. They go 3 up and 3 down as we head to the top of the second here on WFHR. Don't go away. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Edwards, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
We return to the top of the second inning and remind you the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. As Carlos Hernandez, the catcher, out of Buford, Georgia, batting at 357. He's had a good start to his summer as Graham throws a pitch in the zone, 0-1. So, six combined batters, six outs between the two teams as Hernandez pops one on the right side in foul territory, 0-2. So, no hits, and each team has been able to do well on the defensive side of the ball. Graham, two strikeouts in the top of the first. And he do it that again. He's ahead in the count, 0-2 inside as Hernandez pops one. Duffy went after it. It goes into the dugout of Green Bay. Hernandez attends Anderson University. He's had six RBIs and 10 hits as the big right-hander. Graham kicks and serves. Swinging a ground ball over to Basir, fields it in the glove. The throw across the diamond, right over to Gurevich for the first out. So the Rafters have done well on the defensive side of the ball. As this brings up Jason Jones making his first appearance of the season. Got here, well, he met the team here at Witter Field. And now he's playing. That's what the Northwoods League really is, as the Arkansas product, swing and a miss outside, plays for Arkansas in the SEC out of Savannah, Texas, as Graham ahead in the count 0-1. Graham sets and serves, curveball up and away, 1-1. Jason Jones slotted in at third base today. The 1-1. Swing and a miss once again, 1-2. So two strikeouts so far for Kalen Graham, who's recorded six before today. Now he's up to eight. A ball on two strikes. The wind up, the pitch, and foul tipped backside. Graham came in at 90 miles per hour. Graham will come back on the mound in the right-hander, Jason Jones, down on the count. Graham, the kick, the windup, the 1-2, swinging a hard ground ball. That goes past Basir into left field. And getting on base is Jason Jones for his first at-bat of the summer, and it's a successful one. So Jones is at first. This brings up Luke Moeller at the University of Arizona. Sets and pitches outside. So the first hit of the game belongs to the Rockers. Jones on first and one down here in the top of the second. And ball and no strikes. Graham delivers the 1-0 outside and down below for two balls and a strike. Two balls and no strikes. Jones, the big leadoff at first. Graham will come set. Glances at first. Regathers. Kicks and fires a 2-0. And Duffy throws the second. Stealing second is Jason Jones. And he was there way ahead before Conniff was able to catch the ball. So Jones gets to second and a runner in scoring position as it's two balls and a strike. Luke Moeller, the DH, batting a 400 with six hits, two runs, and an RBI as Graham fires. Foul tipped on the right side, 2-2. Luke Moeller ends Arizona in the Pac-12, also a Scottsdale, Arizona native. So the count is two apiece. One out, Jones stands at second. Graham, the windup, and fires. Swing and a miss outside. Out number two, and strikeout number three for Kalen Graham. A great start for him. So now A.J. Anzai, who had a three-run shot yesterday to right field. So Anzai batting a 267 at a Chapman University and the Tribuco Canyon native. Six RBIs and four hits. So two down here in the top of the second. Graham fires up and away. 1-0. A.J. Anzai had that three-run shot yesterday. Went 1-for-4. It was his only hit, but it was a big one for the Rockers as they took an early 3-1 lead in the top and the bottom of the second. So Graham down in the count, 2 balls and no strikes. A look at second. The fire swinging a popped-up ball out on the foul side. 2-1. Jason Jones still leads off at second. Graham, the 2-1 fire, right across the plate, 2-2. Kalen Graham threw that at 89 miles per hour. Rockers with a hit, Rafters with none. But we've only played an inning of 2/3 of baseball. And Graham sets, delivers a 2-2 up and outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Full count here with 2 outs. Jalen Graham standing tall at 6'5", wearing the number 32 Rafter jersey. The windup upstairs, 4 balls. So taking first is Anzai, and now at second is Jason Jones. So 2 runners on. This brings up Max Mims out of Southwestern University in Friendswood, Texas. He's at 8 runs, batting a 179 with an RBI and 5 hits. Mims wearing number 5 as Graham sets and fires outside. 4-1-0. 2 runners on for the Rockers here in the top of the second. Graham looks back towards second, and that brings Jones back towards the second base bag. Mims slotted in at center field today. Graham down on the count, the 1-0. Upstairs, 2-0. Rafter's infield has looked all right, as it was a ground ball and a base hit for Jason Jones on the left field line. The 2-0, swing and a miss, 2-1. Max Mims, he went after that one. Wasn't able to make contact. He's still ahead in the count, 2-1. So Graham checks in. Sets and fires a 2-1 across the plate for a strike, 2-2. Well done from Kalen Graham to fight back in this count. Still 2 runners on for the Rockers. Anzai at first, Jones at the second, as swinging, strike 3, outside edge for Kalen Graham for his 4th strikeout, and the Rafters not allow any runs as we head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows of aloft around 56. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, west winds around 5 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 79. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 49. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
You've decided to expand your family with a furry friend, so what's next? Do you have enough space? What are the right foods? Get the answers to these questions and more at WFHR's Petpalooza on the Southwood County Humane Society grounds June 11th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Local pet experts will be on hand to answer all your questions, and the Humane Society will be open to discussion.